Hi there. The word for you today is, in spite of everything, he loves you. In Psalm 103, verse 11, the New Living Translation of the Bible, we read, "His unfailing love is as great as the height of the heavens above." No matter what the other disciples told him about the resurrection, Thomas wanted to see for himself. So for 7 days he sat on his hands. He needed first-hand evidence. And you know what? Jesus gave it to him. It's a great story. It's recorded in John 20, verse 27. Jesus meets Thomas in the upper room after his resurrection, and he says, "Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." And Thomas did. He cried out, "My Lord and my God." Only God could come back from the dead, and only a God of love would come back for a doubter. You know what? Our doubts don't separate us from God's love. Psalm 103, verse 11, "For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above." Hey, the big news of the Bible is not that you love God, it's that he loves you. He actually says your name is engraved on the palm of his hand, where he sees it constantly. His thoughts of you outnumber the grains of sand on the beach. He sees the worst in you, yet still believes the best. Think about this. Your sins of yesterday and your failings in the future don't surprise him. He knows them all. Every day and every deed of your life has already passed before his eyes and been calculated in his decision. The truth is, he knows you better than you know yourself, and he's reached his verdict. You want to hear it? Three words. I love you. That's God speaking. I love you. No discovery can disillusion him, and no rebellion dissuade him. He loves you, my friend, with an unfailing love, and that knowledge can lift you, restore you, and put you back on your feet.